This morning, our reading from the Gospel and the reading for the sermon comes out of the book of Luke in chapter 3, starting at verse 1, going to verse 6. And this is a passage where John the Baptist is proclaiming and ushering his message of the coming of the Savior, of the Messiah. And as we're in this season of Advent, it's a season of preparation. And we hear John the Baptist giving us this call to prepare. So as we hear these words, I invite us to reflect on that preparation and on the hope that comes with the Messiah. So hear these words out of Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went to all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In my youth, I was a Boy Scout, and scouting was a big part of growing up for me. I was a Tiger Scout way, you know, when I was about in first grade, you know, started there, and went through the Scouts all the way through high school. I did not become an Eagle Scout, though, because I liked camping more than actually doing work. But that program, though, the scouting had an impact on me, and it still does today. And one of the biggest parts that stood out to me that I carry with me is the motto of the Boy Scouts, and it's be prepared. Now, for a scout, that motto of be prepared does not apply to, you know, just wilderness adventures or to, you know, projects, but it's a preparation of being able to do your duty, to live into all the parts of the scout law, and to live into the scout slogan, which is to do a good turn daily. That preparation, you know, ethos, or that way of living, plays a part in my life and for myself. But also, when I look at our faith, though, I could see how preparation is useful and beneficial and life-giving for us as followers of Christ. Now, John the Baptist we have here, he was a character. In fact, of all the folks we have in the New Testament, you know, outside of Jesus, I probably appreciate John the Baptist the most. And he was an odd character, considered to be the last of the line of the Old Testament prophets because of how he had received his call and how he went through his message. But beyond that right there, he lived, I mean, fully into that call of being a prophet. Bathing was not something probably that John the Baptist really valued. He was a man who wore, you know, camel hair. He probably had, you know, facial hair that was going all over the place. I mean, he was probably just a guy, if you see him going down the road, you'd be like, that is a peculiar person right there. And his message was a bit peculiar as well. I mean, proclaiming that the Lord was coming, he was baptizing people. When he would probably have a service of baptism, I doubt folks would stay around for fellowship time because he liked locusts and honey to eat. Now, the honey part I can get behind right there. I can appreciate that. But the locust part, not so much, unless it's just really good honey on those locusts. You know, perhaps you could cover that up. But he was an odd person, I mean, a strange person out in the wilderness, now proclaiming this message to prepare people, to prepare ourselves and to repent of our sins and to be baptized, this new thing, baptism, John was doing and proclaiming so people would be ready for the coming of the Messiah, to be ready for the coming of Christ. When I was a scout, one of the things that we would do is we would spend time outdoors, in the wilderness. Every month, the troop I was a part of, we went camping. Whether it was July and 110 degrees in eastern Kansas, we went camping at least once a month. If it was December, where it was 10 degrees and who knows what the wind chill would be, we were out camping. We were in the elements. It didn't matter. If it was going to rain all weekend, so be it. We were still going. And always in the meeting before our monthly camping trip, we would go to our trailer that the troop had where we kept our tents, our cooking gear, and do just a quick inventory of everything that was in there. Also, taking account for the season, because the things we would need in July would differ than what we would need in December. So we'd take account there, look at everything, and prepare ourselves for that trip. And hope the weather forecast, would be favorable for us. Too many trips I remember camping next to a lake in December, hoping to catch fish, and all I wanted to do was to stay in the tent or stay by the campfire. And also, likewise, the opposite side in July, where it'd be just sweltering hot. If you had brought too heavy of clothes for the encounter, boy, you were sweating even more on those trips. There was a value to being prepared, a value to having what we needed for that trip and for that season especially. When I look at our faith, though, this taking this inventory, this way of preparing by looking at all the things we'll need, all the things that we would take with us, I see value of that process in our faith as well, especially in this season of Advent, which is a season of preparation for Christmas, for the birth of Christ, for the coming of Christ. Because when we assess and look at ourselves, we look at our faith, we look at our faith journey and where we are, I believe it can be life-giving. It can get us ready for the season, for the birth of Christ. But taking that inventory, doing that preparation work can be difficult, and it can open up things perhaps maybe we are not so proud of. For example, if we have had a year that has been rough, that's been a challenge for us, a year where perhaps we've received a diagnosis, or perhaps we've had to close our business, or some other event has happened in our lives that we wish did not happen at all, we could be carrying all that stress and that anxiety and that worry from the past year into the season and into our lives. Or perhaps we have had an argument with somebody we love very closely, and there's been a wedge that has been driven between us and the other person there, and yet we're carrying all that weight of that conversation, of that argument, of that unresolved tension in the relationship. It can make getting ready for Christmas, the season of joy and love and hope, it can make all that seem extremely difficult and hard, and even a bit painful. But when we take honest inventory, when we look at all those things, those struggles that we carry, those burdens that we have, I believe in those moments there, it's an invitation to hand them over to God. Perhaps it's an invitation for us to have that conversation, or we've had to walk away from the argument and have that wedge and that grudge there. Perhaps it's an invitation for us to have that conversation with that person. Or perhaps where we have the stress and anxiety of a difficult year, of a painful year, a year filled with loss and grief, perhaps it's an opportunity for us to hand that over to God. And in a way, in a healthy way, admit to ourselves that we cannot carry all of this on our own. God would not want us to carry all that weight on our own shoulders, but rather hand that over to God. Now, one thing when we would prepare ourselves for our camping trips, we look at our gear, knowing that the trip was coming that next weekend, there were times we would look at our gear and we knew the gear was not ready, it was not in good shape, but we were still going on the trip and we had to go on that trip. There were many a time than the tent I was residing in that the tent poles were held together by duct tape, and a whole lot of hope. And hoping that the wind would not be bad, the weather would not be great. But I knew that there was a patch on that tent pole. There were patches on those poles or in the tent that were needed and would get us through the season or through the camping trip. But for us as well, if we also are taking that honest inventory, looking at our burdens and our struggles and the pain, the grief that we have in our lives, we know that a lot of those things will not be resolved quickly. They will not be resolved in this season. They will not be, you know, taken care of, you know, like that. For we know many of those things are heavy. They are difficult. It'll take time. But yet there's still value of being aware of those things, aware of those struggles and those burdens. Because as we go through this season looking for Christ, looking for that hope and living into it, we can know we have those struggles, and that can be a part of our prayer journey. It can be a part of our time of handing that over to God. It will not be resolved in an instant. It will not be resolved quickly or easily for many of these things. But I believe being aware of those struggles, being aware of where those pain points might be, could help us lean into our faith, help us lean into our relationship all the more. I believe God did not come into the world through Jesus Christ. I do not believe Christ was born so that we would live perpetually in pain and in burden, but rather so we can cast those things over to Christ, cast them over to God, so we don't have to be the only people carrying those things. We are people of faith where we believe that Christ came into the world to share that hope and that light. And for us to prepare, it may be a thing for us to do is to hand that over. To seek forgiveness where we need to seek forgiveness, to repent of our sins or our brokenness where we need to repent, and also pray towards God of those burdens that we have, whatever they may be. This quotation that John has from Isaiah, here in our Gospel of Luke, this part here, if it's in starting in the middle of verse 4, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Those are big things being proclaimed here. Things that were not easy to take place. And I believe that when we look at our lives and our struggles and our burdens, those mountains that we have, those valleys that are in the way, the roads that are rough in our lives, we're called to prepare those things, called to hand them over to God so we can see that coming hope, to see that coming life from God and from Christ. It is far from an easy thing, far from a simple thing to do, but it's a faithful thing. It's a life-giving thing. It's a hope that we're called to experience and to live into. Brothers and sisters, in this season of Advent, as we prepare for Christmas, let us hand over those things that keep us separated from the life that God has for us. Let us hand those things over that keep us separated from the hope that we're called to experience in Christ. Let us hand those things over that are not helping us, that are burdens that keep us separated from the ones whom we love and from our Creator who loves us. Let us hand those things over. Let us prepare our lives so we can have the hope and the life that Christ came to share with us. Brothers and sisters, Christ came into the world to free us of the pain and the trouble that we have in this world and to prepare us for the life to come, to prepare us for that abundant life and the eternal life. So let us take this time and hand it over and to prepare our whole selves for the hope and the life that comes from Christ. Amen.